A man from Bainbridge Island is planning to paddle to Alaska. What makes his 750-mile journey so unique is that he'll only be using his hands. As 88.5's Max Wasserman reports, the effort is part of a campaign to shed light on homelessness and substance abuse in the region.
Something you'll see on the Race to Alaska website is a description of the event. It's like the Iditarod, only on a boat with the chance of drowning. But Steve Rhodes is trying not to think about that. Days before he embarks on a motorless ocean crossing to Alaska, the 64-year-old veteran and cycling coach is thinking about Puget Sound's homeless population.
You know, they ask me once in a while, well, how in the hell did you get off the street? Boom, then I have them, you know. I said, well, I got on my knees and asked God for help, because my way does not work.
That path was laced with addiction and homelessness. Rhodes lived on the streets for about 15 years after being discharged from the Marines sometime in the 70s. Then in 1993, he got back on his feet as a bike messenger in downtown Seattle. Now he operates his own ministry. Rhodes hopes he'll be able to better help the homeless from the attention that comes from doing what's never been done before. Paddle to Alaska with only a board, survival supplies, and his hands. Max Wasserman, 88.5 News.
The race starts in Port Townsend. Rhodes will embark Friday from Bainbridge Island, where friends and neighbors will cheer him on.